Somebody emailed that somebody in his office said to him that your version of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like our version of Jesus. What is the difference?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
You have to believe in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be saved. We believe in Jesus to be saved. You have to go through Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get to your God. We go through Jesus to get to God the Father. We believe in the intercession of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we too believe in Jesus interceding for us. What is the difference? It's the same thing. So the brother said, how do I explain to my non-Muslim colleague? And the response is that the difference between their version of Isa and our Prophet ﷺ is the difference between God and man. There is no similarity whatsoever. We believe that the Prophet ﷺ is separate and distinct from Allah. They believe that Jesus is God and God is Jesus. They believe their theology is that the Trinity, each one of them is equally coexistent as God. Each one of them is eternal. Each one of them, they have all powers. They are not three separate entities. God the Father is God the Son, is the Holy Spirit. So for us, the Prophet ﷺ is created, not the Creator. For them, Jesus is the Creator. And of course, they say he has a divine nature and a created nature. For us, the Prophet ﷺ is mortal, and Allah is eternal and immortal. And for them, Jesus is immortal as well. For us, the Prophet ﷺ is not all-powerful. It is Allah who is ala kulli shayin qadir. And for them, Jesus is in fact all-powerful. The main point, psychologically, theologically, every blessing that our Prophet ﷺ has, it is gifted to him by Allah. He did not acquire it himself. Every blessing that he has, Allah gave it to him. Whereas the Christian version of theology is that Jesus has that internally, inherently. No one else gifted it to him. He himself is all-powerful and all-knowledgeable. So we believe every fadila, every fadl, every merit that our Prophet ﷺ has, the English word is, it is contingent. Means it is upon Allah to give it and then to execute it. Otherwise, the Prophet ﷺ himself is not the Khaliq. He doesn't say kun fayakun. And therefore, the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is conditional, not unconditional. This is a very important point. The shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is conditional. Means he has the right to ask. It is up to Allah to accept or to not accept. And this is very explicit. There is no makhluk that has the right to demand something from Allah, and Allah must give it to him. Otherwise, if there were such a makhluk, that makhluk becomes the Rabb. A'udhu billah. Impossible. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. All shafa'ah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. No one can intercede except if Allah is pleased with. And in Ayatul Kursi, what is the phrase in Ayatul Kursi? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. See, here is the point. And we learn in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet ﷺ will say that I will prostrate in front of the throne, then Allah Azza wa Jal will say, Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, irfa' ra'asak, ishfa' tushaffa' sal tu'ta. So Allah will give him permission. Make your shafa'ah. Then, this hadith is in Bukhari, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. Allah will demarcate for me a group of people. And Allah will say, make shafa'ah for them. So I will make shafa'ah for them. Then Allah will accept the shafa'ah. Who chose this group? Allah. So what then is the point of the Prophet ﷺ shafa'ah? It is an honor. It is an honor to him. Allah Azza wa Jal is showing how much he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the end of the day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if and though he is afdalul makhluqat and akramul makhluqat and sayyidul imam and mursaleen, Sayyidul Imam al-Mursaleen, still he does not have the unconditional right to demand. Hadith is in Sahih Bukhari as well. When Abu Talib died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ مَا لَمْ أُنْهَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. I will continue to ask Allah to forgive you until Allah stops me. So he made shafa'ah for his uncle, Abu Talib. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed in the Qur'an 3 verses about this. Of them, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْنِنَا سبحان الله سورة توبة وَمَا كَانَ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُ وَمَا كَانَ وَمَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. It is not befitting for the Prophet ﷺ and the believers to ask Allah to forgive the pagans, even if they are your relatives, after it has been told to you that the mushrikeen are going to Jahannam. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is a good example for you in Ibrahim. إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. There's one thing Ibrahim did, Ya Rasulallah, you should not follow him. This is in the Quran. إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ. One thing, Ya Rasulallah, don't follow Ibrahim in. One thing, what is it? When Ibrahim said to his father, I will ask Allah to forgive you. So Allah says, Ibrahim is a role model to you, Ya Rasulallah. By the way, no one in the Quran has been made a role model to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam other than his father Ibrahim. No one has been made a role model to him other than our father Ibrahim. And Allah made one exception. Follow Ibrahim in everything except one thing. And he mentions it in the Quran. إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِي. When Ibrahim said to his father, I will ask Allah to forgive you. Ya Rasulullah, don't follow him in that. So, from all of this we learn the difference between the conception that they have of Isa and our conception of the Prophet ﷺ is the difference between the Khaliq and the Makhluq. There is no similarity whatsoever.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.